It seems to me that one of the most persuasive techniques that Harriet Beecher Stowe used in writing Uncle Tom's Cabin was to put her abolitionist message in the mouth of the child Eva. "Eva, dear, you're better nowadays, are you not?" asked her kindly father, St. Clair, as he folded her in his arms. "Papa," said Eva, with sudden firmness, "I've had things I wanted to say to you a great while. I want to say them now, before I get weaker." St. Clair trembled as Eva seated herself in his lap. She laid her head on his bosom and said, "It's all no use, Papa, to keep it to myself any longer. The time is coming that I'm going to leave you. I'm going never to come back." And Eva sobbed. "Oh, now, my dear little Eva," said St. Clair, trembling as he spoke, but speaking cheerfully. "No, Papa," said Eva, touching him gently. "Don't deceive yourself. I am not any better. I know it perfectly well, and I am going before long. I'd rather be in heaven, though only for my friend's sake, I would be willing to live. There are a great many things here that make me sad, that seem dreadful to me. There are things that are done, and done all the time. I feel sad for our poor people. They love me dearly. They're all kind and good to me. I wish, Papa, they were all free. You want me to live so happy and never to have any pain, never suffer anything, not ever even hear a sad story, when other poor people have nothing but pain and sorrow all their lives. Papa, isn't there any way to make all slaves free?" "That is a difficult question, dearest. There's no doubt that this way is a very bad one. A great many people think so. I do myself. I heartily wish that there were not a slave in the land. But then I don't know what is to be done about it. Papa, you're such a good man, so noble, so kind, and you always have a way of saying things. Couldn't you go all round and try to persuade people to do right about this? When I am dead, Papa, then you will think of me and do it for my sake. I would do it if I could, and promise me, dear father, that Tom shall have his freedom as soon as I am gone." "Yes, dear. I will do anything in the world, anything you could ask me to." St. Clair drew her closer to him, and they were silent. The shadows of the solemn evening closed round them deeper and deeper as St. Clair sat silently holding the little frail form to his bosom. And as it grew darker, he took his child to her bedroom. And when she was prepared for rest, he sent away the attendants and rocked her in his arms and sung to her till she was asleep.